We're continuing in the works of Rav Elchanan Wasserman. We're on page Yud Gimel, and this essay is about Madrigot ve'emunah, the different levels when we speak about emunah. It says in Bereishis, in Genesis, ve'emin b'Hashem yachshaveh lo tzedakah. Hashem promises Avram, he will have children, he will inherit the land of Israel. The Torah uses the term ve'emin, which is probably the first place we find the word emunah. We will translate that as he believed in Hashem, and Hashem considered that meritorious, tzedakah, however we'll translate that. Ayen sham baramban, if you look there at closely at the Ramban, v'lepirush Rashi, and according to Rashi's commentary, tisher kushiyah machidush yesh bezeh, v'lama lo yamin, v'ma sheshamah mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi seems to learn it simply. So why is it so great that Avram believes his Creator? If we could have the same question about what's recorded in the splitting of the sea, where it says, "Vayaminu b'Hashem uv'Moshe avdo," the Jewish people believed Hashem; they had faith in Hashem and in Moshe, his servant. Did they not believe until now? 10 plagues, a whole year worth of miracles. They didn't believe yet. If you look earlier in the Torah, it says the nation believed. When Moshe came to take them out of Egypt, he did the first miracles. He took water from the Nile, spilt it on the floor, it turned to blood. He threw a staff, it turned to a snake. He put his hand in his shirt, right? That turned white, and then it turned cured. So there it says they believed. So what's going on here? We skipped, I'm sorry. Uvishili Makot, and in the end of Tractate Makos, it says, Kshira'u, Shu'al Yotzemi Bet Kodesh HaKodashim, it says in the very end of Tractate Makos, that the sages, Rabbi Akiva, and other rabbis were walking, and they saw a fox coming out of the Holy of Holies. Bachu Kulam, everyone wept, Rabbi Akiva Sachak, and Rabbi Akiva laughed. Shira Shemit Kamim Divran Vua. Rabbi Akiva saw the fulfillment of the prophecy that Shualim Hilchubo, that foxen would wander in the temple. V'tikshi gam ken alo gam kodem shira Shual yotze lo haya safek etzlo im itkemu divran v'im uman itchadesh lo achshav shesachak. Wait a second, Rabbi Akiva knew the prophecy earlier. He obviously believed in it. So what's new now that makes him laugh? If he knew the prophecy that there would be a salvation even before he saw the fox, so then he obviously believed it before he saw the fox, so why laugh now? V'niret would seem that after kol Yisrael and ma'aminim k'avtachat haTorah v'gam chay aminu leolam, it would seem that Israel in general is referred to as believers, as Hashem promises Moshe, they will believe you forever. Now he adds a parenthetical comment. U'mashinim tzu kofrim etzinenu katav haRambam b'igiyot eman she'enan mizor Yisrael sh'om do'ovot emon al sinai v'ken katav radak b'yechezkel. That's a scary line, that when you see an apostate, you should know that he's not a real Jew. His forefathers did not stand at Sinai. Aval, so when we learn that Rambam, we're in the middle of the Rambam's work, Yer Teman, we'll work on that when we get there. Aval enan shavin b'madrigat emunatan. Even though everyone has a certain element of connection to Hashem, we all have a certain element of emunah, we're not all equal. V'emunah hi dugmat sulam utzav arza. Emunah is like a ladder that's planted on earth, v'rosho magia shamayma, and it's top reaches the heavens. You have tens of thousands of different levels within Emunah. There are different levels. It's not just do you or don't you. It's how much do you or don't you. It would seem that if a person would reach a level where his Emunah was as though he saw Hashem right here, it would seem to be the highest level. Part of our issue is that we say we believe, we behave much of the time as though we believe, and then we walk into Shmon Esrei and our mind wanders. We make a blessing over a fruit and our mind wanders. So where's our emunah? We don't view it as though Hashem is standing right here when we talk, when we pray. So it would seem that if we could only actually see with our own eyes, then that would be the highest level of emunah. If Hashem would just appear before us. But in truth, it's not that way. Emunah has to be stronger than what one sees with one's eyes. שהרי בחוש אפשר להיות במציאות שייתה על ידי אחיזת עיניים וכדומה. Our senses are deceivable. We can see things and people can do illusions before us. You know, there are magicians, sleight of hand. People can think they see something and in fact they don't. During World War II, they hired a magician, England hired a magician, and they worked with mirrors to deceive the Nazi pilots. And they set up huge mirrors so that the Nazi pilots would go to areas of wasteland and bomb there, because they set up the mirrors so that the pilot would see the city over there. The pilot didn't realize that he was seeing a reflection of the city. So you can see something and you think you know what you're seeing, but it's not what you think you're seeing. אבל דבר השם יקום לעולם ואפשר בשום אופן להיות בו שום פגם. So one of the hallmarks of Hashem's word is that it's eternal. When we check a prophet, we check if he got it exactly right. If he's off by the slightest bit, we say, then he's a liar. He's not a prophet. So prophecy, or the word of Hashem, should carry a greater weight than what we witness with our own eyes. What we witness with our own eyes should leave room for skepticism. And we should be skeptics. The Torah expected us to be skeptics, and that's why Moshe didn't want to go take the Jewish people out of Egypt when Hashem told him, here's a miracle. Moshe says, no thanks. Hashem says, I want you to take the Jews out of Egypt. And Moshe says, but I expect them to be skeptical, and a miracle shouldn't prove it to them. And even if they believe me for the first minute, after they think about it, they should come back and say, who says? Maybe he tricked us. I don't want to do it with miracles. I don't want to do that. A miracle of a staff turning into a serpent should be my proof. I don't want that. So Moshe argues for 7 days until Hashem promises him that they'll come back to that mountain and there'll be a great revelation at Sinai and everyone will accept him on a level where there'll be no doubt, no room for doubt. So that's the emunah Moshe wanted. Yes.
It raises more questions than answers. It answers why, you know, Rabbi Akiva could laugh because it's just something that, as you say, he probably could should have known already, but it amazes questions why the other people got so down if they also surely knew the prophecy. And as you pointed out, even when God did speak and the people did hurt him, and didn't stop him from rebelling and disbelieving a little bit later. I mean, so that only lasts a moment. Same with the Yom Suf. So we know that, right?
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see. So we're at the bottom of page Yud Gimel. ומאחרי שהכתוב בתורה אפשר שיהיה בו שום חלק אף כלשהו של שקר חס ושלום. Being that the Torah can have no component, even the slightest, that is false. אם כן התורה לא תעיד והאמין. So then the Torah can't use the term והאמין. He believed. רק אם הגיע למדרגה יותר גדולה ושלמה באמונה. So then it has to be that he has the complete emunah. אשר אפשר לבשר ודם להשיג יותר מזה, the highest level, which there is no higher level than that. כל זמן שהוא מלובש בגוף החומרי, so long as we have a corporal body, we have our limitations, the term emunah, when used about a human, has the highest level. And if the Torah is going to use that term, then it means he reached that level. ואם יחסר חלק אחד משהו ממדרגה זאת, לא יעיד הכתוב ויאמינו. So if a person is missing something from that highest level, then the Torah wouldn't use the term ויאמינו. ואם כן, so if that's so, אפשר שזהו כוונת הכתוב האמין בהשם. Maybe that's what the verse means, he believed in Hashem. היינו שבזה הרגע הגיע לשלימות האמונה שאפשר להיות במציאות. At that moment he attained the wholeness in אמונה. לכן גבי קריאת ים סוף לא נשלמה אמונתם למדרגה יותר גבוהה, רק באותו הרגע. At the splitting of the sea, where every one of them witnessed prophecy, it says their first time that the people as a whole saw prophecy was at the Kriyat Yam Suf, at the splitting of the sea. So then it says they believed. וכן גבי רבי עקיבא ששחק באותו השועל, רבי עקיבא sees the fox and he laughs, מפני שבאותו הרגע הגיע אמונה אצלו למדרגה החוש. That's where his אמונה went up a level. He saw it, and his first reaction, I'm adding something, which... Okay, let's hear him out, and then we'll see if it pays to add it. Let's just finish the sentence, okay? וקודם שראה הייתה אמונה מעט פחות מזה. Before he saw that fox, he was a drop less. ולא תיק שייך אפשר לומר כאן על רבי עקיבא, שהייתה אמונה אצלו פחות מראיית החוש. Don't ask me how could it be Rabbi Akiva was a drop less and seeing the fox affected him. שהרי אמר בן יוחנן בן זכאי לתלמידיו, יאמרו השמיים עליכם כמורה בשר ודם. When Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is on his deathbed, he tells his students, you should fear heaven like you fear your fellow men. And then they asked him, not more than that? And he says, well, I'll prove it. When you're about to do something wrong, you look over your shoulder, your friend didn't see you. So you see you're more worried about your friend seeing you than Hashem seeing you. So I'm wishing you something that you haven't yet attained. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, you see, when a person transgresses, he says, I hope no one saw that. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's students were Rabbi Akiva's Rebbeim. So it can be that Rabbi Akiva, in seeing the fox, was able to grow in his emunah. Because you see that in that generation, their emunah was not on the highest of levels. You see, even Rabbi Akiva's Rebbeim were not. Their own Rebbe told them they were not yet on that level. And this can be understood if we connect it to what we saw yesterday, that Rav Elchanan Wasserman wrote in the previous essay, that one's emunah has a direct correlation with one's yirat shamayim. When a person has a higher level of emunah, when he connects more to the idea that Hashem is ever present in his life, so then he has more awe of heaven. It goes hand in hand. If I recognize he's here, then my tefillah, then my yirat shamayim should be a certain way. They go hand in hand. Yirat shamayim and emunah. So, in summation, Rav Elchanan Wasserman says that the term emunah allows for different levels of emunah. If the Torah is going to use the term emunah, the Torah is indicating completeness of emunah, and that's why there was one level of completeness at the splitting of the sea, because at that moment, when they saw the splitting of the sea and they saw the prophecy, then they had that completeness of emunah. Rabbi Akiva, when he sees the fox, that helps him go one notch higher. He believed it earlier, but he hadn't reached that level of wholeness in his emunah. Seeing the fox helped him move one notch higher. I don't see how Rav Elchanan Wasserman answered his first question, which was that initially he said, it already says, Vaya'amen ha'am, earlier when Moshe came to take the Jews out of Egypt. And if that's a question, so then I don't see how he answered that. Rishonim answered that question. They say it was emunah in different things. Here was the emunah in Moshe, in the word of Moshe as a prophet, but he didn't give that answer. So I'm not sure how he answers that. He mentioned that in the question, and I don't see how the answer addresses that. So that remains hanging for here. Yes?